Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. This is your host, Rami Mays, and happy to be here. It's so hot outside. It's awesome. Summer is here in full force. And so you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is the Riding with the Queen. Today we are going to tribute a Canadian legend and his band, a band that has spanned a successful career of 40 years and helped to put Canadian rock on the map, the incomparable ensemble called Streetheart, fronted by superstar and epic entertainer and singer Kenny Shields. We just lost Kenny at the age of 69 on July 21st to heart failure here in Winnipeg at the St. Boniface Hospital, and it's my honor to tribute today's show to Kenny Shields and Streetheart, a band that I grew up admiring and was heavily influenced by, as I'm sure a lot of you were as well. Kenny Shields was born in the small town of Saskatchewan, Nokomis, at about an hour and a half north of Regina. It was 1947, and the first oil well was drilled in Nokomis, making the area very popular to new oil companies. But little did the town realize that this year would also be put on the map that same year by the birth of a rock legend. At the age of six, Kenny Shields entered and won an amateur talent show, one of many notable awards and accolades that Shields would receive in his lifetime. Shortly after he graduated from high school, he moved to Saskatoon to go to university, but it wasn't long before rock superseded his studies, as it does for many, myself included, and he was recruited by a then-established band called Witness Incorporated. I'm sure a lot of you who know Streetheart and know Kenny Shields would remember Witness Incorporated. The band toured across Canada and acquired a devoted fan base with opportunities opening for such acts as Roy Orbison and Cream. And so it all begins. So let's start the show with a few hit tunes from Witness Incorporated, one called Harlem Lady, one called Jezebel, and one called I'll Forget Her Tomorrow, which all clearly show Shields' cool, notable vocal style that led all his bands to follow. And then we'll hear one from, you know, just from Roy Orbison, just because, well, I love Roy Orbison, and it's one of my favorite tunes. It's called Only the Lonely. And then we'll hear I Feel Free from Cream, since they toured with them in the late 60s, here on 101.5 UMFM.
Up in the spring, she has bells upon her shoes, and she wears a diamond ring. Everybody passing by says, look, there goes our queen. Ain't she the prettiest thing that you have ever seen? She is a Harlem lady. Flying in the sky.
Tomorrow, my baby. There goes my heart. They're gone forever. So far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely. Only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new romance.
right. Thanks for tuning in today. We are tributing the great Kenny Shields and his epic Canadian rock band, Streetheart. After some great success in Witness Incorporated in the 60s, tragedy struck when Shields was in a horrible accident. It was a car accident that left him critically injured. And this actually put a hold on his music and his career for about 5 years. But he moved to Winnipeg in 1975, and soon he was back on his musical track. He joined a band called Wescana. And I checked that out, and it was interesting to see that Wescana was actually the original name for Regina, meaning buffalo bones in Cree. So I know that the band, some of the members are from Regina and originally from Saskatchewan, so I thought that was a pretty cool tribute. The members of Wescana included bassist Spider Sinev, also his actual name, Spider's actual name is Ken. And we all know Spider in town, I hope. And if you don't, go check him out, see him play. He's a killer bass player. And keyboard player Daryl Guthel. Kenny's voice was rejuvenated and his stamina returned. And the guys in the band were gelling well, and they relocated back to Saskatoon, where Wescana then became Witness again. So let's just jump right back into music. Let's hear a few Wescana tunes. The ones I found and that I loved were all covers of classic songs we all know and love, but it's really cool to hear Shields' voice front those tracks. I found a cover of I Shall Be Released by Bob Dylan, Nowhere Man by the Beatles, and then John Lennon's Imagine. So those are all really cool, and I hope you enjoy them here on 101.5 UMFM.
Everything can be replaced, yet every distant knocks on air. So I remember every face of every man they put in here. I see my life come shining on from the west and to the east. 'Cause any day now, 'cause any way now, I shall be released. 'Cause every man needs protection. Like you and me,
nowhere man is within. You don't know what you're missing. No man, the world on you demands. Doesn't have a point of view. Knows what where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man is missing. You don't know what you're missing. No man, the world depends on you. Just sees what he wants to see. No man can you see me at all. No man, no worry. Take your time, don't worry. No, believe it all. Someone lends you hands. Doesn't have a point of view. Knows what where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man is missing. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. He's a real nowhere man. Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below. Above us only sky. Imagine all. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religions too. Imagine all the people. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Our brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Whoa, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Ooh, wow, that was heavy. That was pretty nice. Thanks for tuning in today. You are listening to Riding with the Queen, and I'm your host, Rami Mays. We are tributing Kenny Shields and his band Streetheart on today's show. Gone too soon, Kenny passed away at age 69 here in Winnipeg at St. Boniface Hospital on July 21st. We are following his life's musical journey, and we are now in the mid-70s. We just sort of went through Witness Incorporated and Wiscana. And now we're in the mid-70s when Kenny, bassist Spider, keyboard player Daryl Guthel, and they moved from Winnipeg to Saskatoon, and they turned their band Tuet from Wiscana back to Witness. Then here we are. In 1976, Canadian rock would be forever changed. After the touring with Witness was winding down, Shields, Spider, and Daryl befriended guitar player Paul Dean and drummer Matt Furnett. They began rehearsals in Regina and became the ultimate powerhouse quintet known as Streetheart. Unbeknownst to them at the time, Streetheart was about to become one of Canada's most popular and important rock bands of the 70s, 80s, and onward. The band released Action in 1977 and Under Heaven Over Hell in 1979, and arguably Streetheart's most popular single was a 1979 disco hybrid cover version of the Rolling Stones' hit Under My Thumb. I think that even might be the first time I heard Streetheart was when I said, "Who's this? This isn't the Stones," and I was probably like, five. But yeah, and I was like, who is this? And it was someone told me Streetheart. And the Stones, for many, were an early Streetheart influence. So their version of that tune actually achieved gold status in Canada. And the extended live version stands out for its incredible ripping bass solo that Spider played. You should try and check that out sometime. Notably, Streetheart won a Juno for Most Promising Band in 1980. Most promising indeed. Holy, if they only knew then in 1980. A little promising indeed. So before we delve too much deeper into Streetheart's career, let's spin some tunes. Let's hear the title track from their first album. It's called Action, and then a tune called Hollywood from their 1979 album that followed it. And then let's close the set with their famous version of Under My Thumb here on Riding with the Queen. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Stick around.
Perfect pop purveyor Dent May brings his latest car park release, Across the Multiverse, to the Goodwill Social Club on Thursday, August 31st at a special Real Love show. Having eschewed his early magnetic field style folk pop, May has embraced disco on the new record but maintained his mastery of melody. Advance tickets for this must-see show are only $10 plus fees and can be purchased now at Ticketfly.com. So get yours and circle August 31st in black Sharpie so you can cap off the summer with Dent May and special guests at the Goodwill, presented by Real Love Winnipeg and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Hey guys, I know we have to play ads, but sometimes it's a bit of a bummer when you're listening to these great rock and roll tunes and then suddenly something else pops up that just stands out and changes the whole vibe. But that's the way this goes, live radio. After 1979, for about 4 years, Streetheart released a string of albums, Quicksand Shoes in 1980, Drugstore Dancer in 1980, Action Best of Streetheart in 1981, a self-titled album called Streetheart in 82, Dancing with Danger in 83, and the double live album Live After Dark in 1983. That's busy boys. Record sales earned them 6 gold albums and 4 platinum albums in Canada. And at the peak of their career, Streetheart toured with several rock bands, Canadian bands including Chilliwack, Rush, Toronto, Harlequin, Max Webster, April Wine, Headpins, and American bands including Styx, Kansas, Blue Oyster Cult, Sammy Hagar, and most notably AC/DC. So that's no shame. And other bands also recorded Streetheart, like the band Freely's Comet, which was ex-Kiss member Ace Frehley's project. He covered Streetheart's Dancing with Danger. And I really think that I'd be amiss to not play that. I was pretty excited to hear that that is even a possibility. So that's going to be coming up in a bit. And the American band Hardline also covered Hot Sherry. So that's really cool. The band had broken up, though, in 1983, after which a collection of unreleased songs called Buried Treasures was issued in 1984. But then in 2008, they released a CD retrospective. It was a double CD collection called Read All About It, the Hits Anthology. And so the band continued to tour and often played shows here in their native land, in ours, Winnipeg. And it was a 40-year span since the birth of this band this year. So Streetheart had planned a cross-country tour for the summer to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the band, with most current members Kenny, Jeff Neal, and Clan. The tour was canceled, though, when Shields fell ill earlier this month. And the band was scheduled to perform a farewell concert at the Winnipeg Classic Rock Fest later this summer. The show was originally slated as the final farewell performance by members of Streetheart, and now it's an event to honor the incredible legacy of Kenny Shields. It's going to be incredible. Other Canadian rockers, including Honeymoon Suite, Harlequin, The Pumps, and Orphan, are also on the bill, and it's August 29th at Shaw Park. So I'm going to be getting a ticket to that ASAP, and I strongly suggest all of you do too, and we can all honor Kenny Shields together. Meanwhile, and long after, we can celebrate the life and music of Kenny Shields and Streetheart. So let's end today's show with some of my favorite Streetheart tunes, and I want to include that Ace Frehley version of Dancing with Danger. So thank you, Kenny Shields, for your voice and your passion. You've been nothing shy of an inspiration to Canadians and music lovers around the globe for well over 40 years, and I know endless years to come. You're timeless. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Until next week, you've been riding with the Queen.
So good together. Told me to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here it comes.